This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. It has been redesigned toward the end of this year, so if you haven't been, take a look-see over there at freetalklive.com. If you're wondering who the laughing man was in the background, I was checking out a new video over on, I guess it was, actually it's not that new, it was published on April 20th of this year, but it was new to me. They have three ex-cops smoking weed and then talking with one another afterwards, so I haven't yet watched the full thing, but it looks like it's pretty entertaining. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. We're talking about education here. If that cops video is good, we might play it for you on the air. But there's actually a different video that I have lined up here that I think is worth sharing with you, and that's from Reason.tv on their YouTube channel. It's several interviews with college students about freedom of speech on campus, specifically in reference to what are called microaggressions. And we'll tell you more about that here in a few moments and play the audio for you as well. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about education, specifically how it is funded and how it's organized. On this show, I think we generally agree that the government shouldn't be involved. It shouldn't be forcing you to pay for other people's education. It should be allowing people to make their own decisions with their own kids and their own families about where to send folks to school and what schools to choose and what schools are in the marketplace of options. I'd like to see that happen, but unfortunately with the government involved, we've got a monopoly government education that forces people into its system, which ultimately, as we determined, dumbs people down. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First up, we got Ramona. She's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Ramona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I had a couple of comments that I wanted to make about it. I know that there was some study that was done that said that if you were over, I believe it was 50 or 55 years of age today, that you got a pretty good education because our education was the best in the world. Now, I think, I don't know, we're down in the 30s or something. It's very low compared to that. I think there's multiple reasons for it. My mother is the same age and grew up exactly where that gentleman was you were talking about that did the research up in New York.
John Taylor Gatto in New York.
Yeah, uh-huh. And she talked often about New York State Regents that they had to take. And my mother was brilliant. She was a high school algebra 2 trig geometry teacher. And she refused to pass students if they did not learn the material. And that's one thing that the government and the school system want you to do. They don't want but a certain number of failures because it looks bad. Doesn't matter whether the child learned anything. And, you know, then you're not really out to educate them. You know, you're out to impress everybody. The other thing is that she would correct their English if they weren't speaking correctly because she said, you're going out to get a job, first impression. But there were always the kids that would say, this isn't English class. Well,
this ain't English class. Education.
Right, exactly. But she also used to tell us, you know, just different stories about things over the years. And I will say that right before she retired 12 years ago, the stories were a lot different than they were, you know, 20 years earlier. You would have thought she was teaching remedial courses. You know, just with the behavior of some of the students and things like that, it was just a lot different. So there's outside influences as well, obviously.
Why do you think the crime rate has gone down in the United States, but people are complaining more about the kids acting out in school? It would seem like it would be those two things would be sort of correlative, right? Like, you know, the kids that are bad in school would then go on to prison later on. But it doesn't seem like that's the case.
I don't know, except that they might be afraid of what's going to happen if they do a real crime, but they can vent, you know, somewhere where they feel like they're not going to get in trouble. I mean, when I grew up, I would have been terrified to be sent to the principal's office. But, you know, according to what she told us before she retired, kids don't care so much anymore.
Well, they can't get kicked out of school. I mean, you know, might get a paddling, you might get some in-school suspension. None of those are pleasant, but you can't get kicked out.
Maybe that's what it is. I didn't know that, but
don't they have like the bad kids school where they'll kick you out into the bad kids school?
I don't know. I ended up in the bad kids school at one point.
But the other thing is that I know that there's less respect in the schools now than there were. As far as what's taught, I feel like there's a few things that are non-negotiable. But then, like you said, or one of you all said, there also should be some choices. But I also think, this is my opinion, that they try to put too many higher-level subjects down in the lower-level ages. And so I think that they're not doing a good job on the foundation.
Ramona, thanks for your call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
So my son has a friend who comes by a couple days a week. Her mother works late, and so my wife goes and gets her from school and brings her home. And
she goes to the government school?
She does go to a government. Yeah, I think it's like a charter school.
Okay.
And she's got homework. She is a year behind my son, so she's a first grader with homework. I don't think we had homework until the fourth grade.
I'm pretty sure I had homework in a young age.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I went to a private school, and it was pretty much considered the best school in town, or at least on par with the best school in town.
I went to a government school, so yeah, we did have
But
that.
You did went to the government school that was supposed to be the best school in town.
yeah, it was a magnet school for elementary school, so yeah, it was a pretty good school.
And we didn't have homework, and I kind of wonder, if you have a kid for 8 hours, and this is what I wonder about homework generally, if you have a kid for 8 hours, you have to give them another 2 hours worth of work. What were you doing in your 8 hours with my kid that they have to have another 2 hours worth of work?
Yeah, I think most kids know that it's busy work, ultimately.
I don't know that some homework is busy work, but some homework, oftentimes homework was how I, you know, learned different subjects. I don't think homework's necessarily bad, but, you know, can't we do that in school?
Let's talk to Daniel in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen, I taught for 4 years at public school. Okay, I now teach at a private school. Okay, I make 3 times what I made at a public school.
Really? That's usually that's an opposite from what a lot of people say. They say they make less in private school, but they're happier.
I make way more. I teach intermediate, you know, like 6, 7, 8. I teach American literature.
Okay.
All of my students can read and write cursive. If they don't know it by the time they get to me, they learn it in the first 3 weeks.
Why cursive? Because, what's so important about it?
Let's just say, like, the Constitution's written in it. The Bill of Rights is written in it. And all of my students, by the time they leave, have read both the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, both of them, both documents. Okay, they also read winter break. I just gave them Of Mice and Men. Okay, and I don't expect them to have it finished, but they know what I want, which is 50% at minimum by the time they come back from winter break.
50% of what?
The book read.
Of the book read and be able to speak intelligently on it.
Gotcha.
And I don't have a problem at all. And I give out homework, but it's usually I'll give out something on Monday. I don't give out anything on Tuesday, Wednesday, but by Friday it needs to be turned in by Friday. And it's usually not a lot. It's usually, read an article and tell me about it. Teach me.
Are you happier now at the private school?
I am. I work the same amount of hours. The drive is a little bit longer. But, it's night and day. I have no discipline problems.
Is it a religious school or is it a, what do they call it, parochial?
No, it's a religious school. It's a Baptist school. So okay. It isn't. They do have for an hour a week. and I don't have any problems whatsoever.
Daniel, thanks for calling to share your experience. I really appreciate hearing from you. And so a lot of private school teachers we've talked to in the past say they don't make as much. He's saying he makes three times as much. But they usually stay there a lot happier. They get to choose their curriculum.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. What is a microaggression? You may never have heard the term before. We'll get a definition of it from Reason.tv. They've got a neat little piece where they interview college students at one college about these so-called microaggressions, and specifically freedom of speech, and what it really even means. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about a new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. It takes apart the arguments made by Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard that have been adopted by many libertarians, which is a position against open borders. So David Hathaway argues for open borders, and he destroys the closed borders arguments while still supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You can get your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it in either print or Kindle form. And if you're going to shop through Amazon, you can always go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You enter through Amazon's links there at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale as well. So the book, again, is Immigration, Individual versus National Borders by David Hathaway. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we're talking about education overall, but you can bring up anything. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I hear you guys talking about the government and stuff like that. It can be very frustrating, because it's very frustrating for me. And I've been learning a lot from not only listening to Free Talk Live, but, you know, other individuals. But one question I want to ask you is that, let's suppose that when the people, when they left England and they came over here to America, when they took the land from the Indians when they were here, let's suppose that when they got settled all in, that, you know, that they didn't instill the values of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and stuff like that, and didn't have the government and everything. What do you think our world would be like today with all of that?
Well, it's difficult to know because, obviously, the settlers, they took the English common law, which was what they were familiar with, and they sort of built upon that. I think that the presidency is a great deal like the English king was at the time. They had a parliament, and that's how they made laws and those kind of things. Basically, the presidency is a short-term elected king. So they didn't do anything really particularly radical with the United States mechanism. They had white 21-year-old landowners were the ones that were able to vote. Obviously, that's changed over time. Andrew Jackson starting the Democratic Party and, making it so that everybody got a vote. I never, it's hard enough to argue freedom today, let alone sort of attempting to, parse out the variables for any particular time in history. So I can't say. I think that we're on the humans are on a path from the natural state of humans is slavery, is what I believe. The fact is that humans want to oppress humans. Half the problems in the world come from the environment. The other half come from one person attempting to control another person or another group of people. So how do we move from an area of slavery to individual freedom? Well, you can look at the 9,000 years that we sort of have history of, and it's very sparse as it goes the farther you go back. But you can look through recorded history and you see a timeline of more freedom as time goes by. I don't know what it would have been like if they had more freedom, at a given time frame. But we can look in history and we can say, oh, these people had more freedom in this area and this is how this worked. And we can say, oh, they had more freedom in that area and that's how that worked.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess for me that, because I'm 52 years, well, I will be 52 years old next month. But I've never voted for anybody at all. And, you know, I think I'm going to vote next year, you know, but there have been some iconic people, you know, in the United States that have been wiped out by, you know, our own elected officials or, you know, people that have power and money, you know, that stood for the, you know, for freedom and stuff like that and what, you know, what people want. Like, for instance, the one person I think of most of all is John Lennon. You know, this is a guy that, you know, exclusively spoke about, you know, wanting to have peace and you know, tranquility, and he wanted people to get along with one another and just all of
them. Yeah, he was shot to death, and so was Martin Luther King. as well.
Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, you know, JFK, and the list goes on and on. And you know, all they've done is they've lied about all of those things. And it's just, for me, it's just made it frustrating because I never believed any of them at all. I mean, they're going all the way from there. I mean, and going all the way through Ronald Reagan and Bush and Clinton. I mean, I just felt like that they weren't being honest with me.
No, they generally aren't. They're politicians. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate it. I think your feelings were spot on with those people.
Well, Reagan was shot. I don't know that somebody being shot necessarily indicates that they were somehow had everybody's better interests in mind.
No, I think he was saying that that he liked Lenin, but he was talking that the politicians were lying.
Yeah.
Reagan was a liar, absolutely. I mean, he talked a good game about small government, but he made the government a lot bigger when he was in office.
He presided over the government getting bigger.
He signed those bills, Mark. He didn't just sit there and do nothing. So he could have vetoed, right? But he didn't. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Stan in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stan.
Hey, how are you? Is this
Ian
Stan. Or Mike?
You're on with Ian and Mark.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, like I was telling your screener there, I'm a first-time listener and caller. And
all right, welcome.
Thank you. As a gentleman, you know, I was listening to a previous caller, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, and the guy was, had a grievance about his son and the private school, and the kid was getting picked on, and you guys are talking about the college. I mean, we've got a lot going on in the country. Everybody knows that. Everybody that has their head in the game knows that we're in big trouble. The reason why I took the time to call you guys is because I don't understand how, and I would like your response. I'll ask the question, hang up, and listen to what you guys have to say about it.
All right. I mean, what you have to say is important, too, but
yeah,
all right.
You don't have to hang up, but if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to be respectful of your time. You guys are running a business. So, how weak and ineffective have we become where, I mean, when I grew up, I had a lot of brothers and our father told us, you know, if somebody knocks us off our bike and try to take our lunch money, you take their lunch money. The rule was...
I want to hear your whole question, Stan. I want to make sure I have a chance to ask it in full. So stand by.
Well,
we're
going
to bring you back. Just hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This is the Live Saturday Edition and Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the
the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is a microaggression? We'll define it here in moments and get some college students' opinions on what qualifies as a microaggression. Their opinions are varied on the subject. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Tis the season for ugly, ugly sweaters from TipsyElves.com. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater for this time of year. If you want bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at your Christmas party, well, you still have time to get one from TipsyElves.com and get 20% off your entire order, because they've got more than just ugly sweaters at Tipsy Elves. They also have some collegiate design. So for those of you who are into like college sports and college team logos, they got all that stuff over at TipsyElves.com, plus some onesies. They sell those too. TipsyElves.com, super ugly stuff. It is really noticeable, and people will talk, hopefully in positive ways, about them.
Well, I mean, you can kind of, you'll be the center of the Christmas party. People will want to talk about your sweater if you have a sweater worth talking about. And Tipsy Elves will certainly provide you with that. I got to say that, you know, it being the center of attention has some advantages, right? Like if you're, you know, if you want to meet people, you want to, your salesperson, you know, a variety of things, people talking to you, beginning conversations.
It could be a conversation starter.
It's a conversation starter, and that has its own benefits. And for $30, you really can't beat a lead generator like that. I think that's.
I thought they were like $60 or $70, Mark.
The one that I saw.
I want to check that one out before you say that on the air. TipsyElves.com. Now that was the regular price. I don't know what the not 20% off price. But yeah, you should check that, Mark. I think it was like 60 or so. The one I was looking at least. So tipsy.
What I was looking at.
TipsyElves.com, code FTL gets you 20% off the entire site. So whatever you order, 20% off with code FTL at TipsyElves.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ryan, listening in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, so I'm kind of jumping the gun on this because you guys haven't talked about the microaggression thing, but I have heard about it. I think the problem we have is our society is getting softer and softer. We're creating a society of victims, and every person's offended by everything nowadays. You know, people are so PC. You can't say this. You can't say that. It's ridiculous, and you're taking away the rights of the people to express themselves. What is next? You're going to, you know, go ahead and you're going to censor music. You're going to censor TV and film. And before you know it, you're living in a Nazi state. And I don't like where this is going at all.
Yeah, I saw a meme on Facebook that was, I think it was yesterday or today, and it said, America, what are you offended by today? And the suggestion is, I guess, that you wake up in the morning, you open up your Facebook, and then somebody's saying, hey, what are we going to be offended by today? And it does seem like there's this incredible amount of offense just out there. But I wonder whether that is a product of having this huge communication tool known as the internet. So in the 70s, when I grew up, you got your information from the nightly news. There were three channels. You tuned them in, whichever ones you could get in well, and on the rabbit ears. And you watched your news in the evening. Maybe you took the 11 o'clock news in, and you certainly read the newspaper and those kind of things. But everybody was feeding you the information. Now you can go get whatever kind of news you want and have it delivered to your inbox in your email, and you can be informed, more informed about the sort of things that you want to be informed about, and you can share with people, you can talk to them about your opinions, and as we get better and better at sharing our opinions, it seems like we're also getting better and better at offending people. And at some point or another, I concur, people are going to have to grow a thicker skin. But I'll admit, I'm offended at times. People will say things, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's your opinion? And it will be offensive. Usually they're advocating for force against their neighbor, and I find that offensive.
Mm.
But, you know, I guess that's, I think that this is a product of the information age that we live in.
Absolutely. And another thing that is getting completely out of hand is, all of a sudden, it's okay to blatantly just call white people racist out of nowhere because maybe someone's view, you know, differs from your political view. And I just find that it's lazy and kind of easy to do in a lot of cases, especially, you know, God forbid you speak out against, you know, I don't like Obama, you happen to be a white person. Oh,
they're not calling they're not calling white people racist. I mean, Clarence Thomas gets called, you know, names too. Conservative blacks get called the same names as conservative whites on issues. I think that it's not necessarily based on color in this circumstance. It's based on opinion. And, I'm not saying the opinion's racist. I'm
right,
just saying that.
I'm saying that's just a cop out.
Sure.
Based on opinion.
Yeah. It's somebody who's not thinking. Who doesn't want to spend any time thinking.
I mean, we've gotten to the point where people, when you say racist, you're, you know, do you even know what racism is? A lot of these people, just because, oh, you know, maybe you're a little bit offended. Okay, that's not racism. Racism is taking somebody's rights away and using disparaging terms and things like that.
Well, what racism is to believe that someone is inherently inferior because superior because of the color of their skin. Thanks, Ryan, for your call tonight. I understand where you're coming from. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I went to tipsyelves.com. Price ranges from, so we were kind of both right, Mark?
Yeah.
$34.95 on up to $65. So
yep.
Nice range.
I see you have a $70 one there.
Yes, so about that range. Most of them seem to be in the $50 segment.
There's one, the Naughty and Nice two-person sweater, so you can go with your your significant other.
That is super tacky.
It's awful. I've been nice and I've been naughty on the sweater that's attached together. I like the happy Lamaka, the Hanukkah Lama.
The Naughty Nice two-person sweater, that's a fun one to take to the bathroom, I bet.
That'd be interesting, there's no doubt about
it. Yeah, so use code FTL and get 20% off there, whatever the prices are. It's very cool stuff. Let's go to Mr. Statesman, calling from D.C., and then we'll talk more about microaggressions. Mr. Statesman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I would like to talk about my plan to make America a great place again.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying America's the greatest country in the world?
It will be once I'm president.
Okay, it's not the greatest country in the world now. I got your position. All
right,
go ahead.
Let's hear the pitch. Go ahead.
Yeah. I like to call it my FU plan.
All right.
The reason for that is I like to say we need to federalize you because Americans today have problems getting jobs, so why not just let the government give you a job? That way you don't even have to choose.
There you go.
So what would that look like?
Well, you see, the state kind of, they get you for about 13 years when you go through school. So we know a lot about you by that point. So we know what your interests are. We kind of know how smart you are, whether or not you're a good thinker or you're an athlete, you're a good construction worker. So we should just assign you a job.
It's kind of like Brave New World-ish.
Well, you know what? We also monitor your phone calls and look at your internet chat, so we know what you're up to. So what better way can we do that? That way we'll have
you should give us Christmas gifts, too, if you see us when we're sleeping and know when we're awake.
That is true. Maybe we should get Dan in on this.
Mr. Statesman, thanks for the call tonight. And toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There are people who probably seriously believe that, that the government should assign people to tasks.
There are probably people that believe that the government could do a more efficient job than, you know, individuals making up their own decisions. The problem is what they don't understand is that people need to choose what it is that they do in order to be passionate about it. A much smaller percentage of people will be passionate about their job if you assign them a job. And
that will result in poor work performance.
Yeah, and performance will result in poor productivity. Now, what the government has currently, we have this sort of free-range serfdom. We don't care what you do, but if you do it and you make money, we're going to take a piece of it.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Mr. Statesman's plan sounds kind of similar to the idea of national service, where each young person would be forced to work for the government for a certain period of time. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts with us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We will find out what a microaggression is here, thanks to the folks over at Reason.tv. They did a nice little 8-minute-long video piece where they interview several college students, and we'll just jump right into that, but I want to invite you to go to freetalklive.com, check out our website, enjoy the various different features there. It's free. You know those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. There's like a monthly fee to go to their websites and do anything of value, like download archives, interact in a chat room, watch a webcam. We do all that stuff for free. freetalklive.com. So please, go and enjoy. Here is the story from Reason.tv. Headline, Do College Students Hate Free Speech? Let's ask them. Because we read the headlines recently on Free Talk Live where 40% of millennials, which a lot of college students would qualify as millennial, I think all of them would, 40% of millennials were saying they don't support freedom of speech.
I wonder what the percentage is of the rest of the generations. Because I find, first off, I find these terms, millennial, Generation X, baby boomers, I find them to be not particularly useful. So will
what
I?
What would you prefer to do?
I think that we should. I think that it's a lot more descriptive to just say 80s kids, 90s kids, millennial kids, talking about the aughts, teens kids or whatever.
Well, that all breaks down for the same reason the Gen X and millennials breaks down, right? Like, 80s kids, a child who was raised or who is hitting their teenage years in the middle of the 80s is going to have a different experience than one who hit their teenage years in the end of the 80s.
I think you'd say the end versus the beginning of the 80s or whatever one chose to do. Or maybe you decide,
early 90s styles looked similar, like clothing styles looked very similar to the 80s.
Sure. I mean, if you're talking about, splitting any group,
right.
Trying to slice it in that way. But I think that, for one, you don't have to explain what a Gen X is. So Generation X is from 1965 to 1984. And
I thought it only went to 1980.
Right, and now people don't agree as to EC.
Okay.
They don't even agree as to how long this is.
Huh.
That means if and a generation's 20 years by
is it?
Yeah, a generation's 20 years long, and that's you know what it means.
Hmm.
Which means that in you know in our day and age, you could have a Gen Xer who has a Gen Xer, right? Like a somebody who's 17 or 18 years old decides to have a kid. There you go. They've got a kid that could potentially be in the same generation as they are.
Doesn't make sense.
How is it that you can even, you know, have this time frame? It doesn't make any sense. I don't like the generational terms. I don't like people. It's so pandering. They try to make these broad generalizations.
Yeah, there's people are different.
The greatest generation. That's even the worst.
So let's jump into the audio here from Reason.tv. Do college students hate free speech? And actually, you know, I want to clarify the 40% number that we said, I've interpreted it as they don't support free speech, but it really depends on how you ask the question and what questions you ask. So the question that was being asked in the 40% number question,
mm-hmm.
that was about whether or not college or the millennials thought that the government should stop people from saying things that are offensive about minorities, for instance. That
yeah.
was the specific question that was asked, and my interpretation of that is, well, if somebody thinks that those things should be restricted, then that means they're not in favor of free speech. But you'll see what happens in this video, or you'll hear, rather, what happens in this video, where the college students are very concerned about these so-called microaggressions, which they will determine is, you know, basically should be stopped, which means stopping free speech, but then when they are asked about freedom of speech, they support freedom of speech. So they basically hold two contradictory positions inside their own mind. Here's the audio from Reason.
Occidental College in California is considering instituting a system for students to report so-called microaggressions perpetrated against them on campus. Microaggressions are statements that intentionally or unintentionally send a negative message related to someone's membership in a marginalized group. We visited campus to ask Occidental students if they agree that the following statements could be considered microaggression.
All right, so microaggression. Let me just back that up real quick. I'll reread this definition. Statements which communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative messages to target persons based solely upon their marginalized group membership. So somebody who's in some kind of group, some sort of minority group purportedly, could be offended in some way by a statement that is considered hostile, derogatory, or negative.
Isn't every group a minority?
In some way, probably.
Except for women. Women wouldn't be a minority. They actually, there's 50.1%. If you
but likely
to
they are
lump
within
everybody together as a with two X chromosomes in one group.
But likely they are within being a woman also a member of some other small group, right? So
sure. Everybody's a member of a small group. All right.
So and you know the idea of saying that that speech that could be considered offensive is somehow aggressive. I find pretty, well, offensive, actually. So let me go into the video here.
We visited campus to ask Occidental students if they agree that the following statements could be considered microaggressions. They've all been documented as such on a college campus somewhere in the United States.
Have you heard of the term microaggression?
Yeah, that's a big thing on campus. If we see large-scale violence, we can name that as a macroaggression. But the way that we devalue that violence, the way that we silence that violence, that's a microaggression.
I'm asking an Asian American, where were you born?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
Now, they're cutting in and out here between different people, so you'll hear different voices answering the question.
So asking somebody where they were born is a microaggression?
That's what that lady said.
That's ridiculous. I think that this is, I mean, it might be done ham-fistedly. Like, you might, you know, it might sound rude, but people are just
how is that rude?
Interested.
Yeah, how is that rude to ask someone where they were born? That's just a conversation starter, right?
I think that, you know, in some cases, some people want to be part, some people want to be part of the group, right? They want to not be different. They want to be considered sort of the same. So therefore, pointing out the differences that people have would be considered rude. However, if, you know, people ask me all the time, I don't have the normal New England accent.
Where you were born?
Normal New England accent, they'll ask me, where are you from? Asking somebody where you're from isn't, you know, for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm from Sarasota, Florida. And Now, I get that digging a little further, right? You know, that this is, you know, that can get a little bumpy, right? So, for instance, my cousin is from Vietnam, but he was adopted and brought over here. So if, for instance, he said he was from San Francisco and didn't want the conversation to go any further than that, it might be rude to keep digging. Aren't you from Vietnam? You know, something. Just trying to dig and find out why this guy, who clearly doesn't, you know, look like he was necessarily born in San Francisco or whatever, although plenty of Asian people.
There's a lot of Asian people.
So I think that's what they're trying to get to here. But people just want to know. They want to be able to relate to you. So there's an Asian guy in town, owns a restaurant, and we had an opportunity to chit-chat with him, my son and I, and we talked about where he's from, Shenzhen, and he's...
China? Is that China?
That's China, okay. Yep. It's a coastal city near... Hong Kong, I guess, and we learned a little bit about it. We went home and we studied and we found out about this place. You know, there's some things we learned about.
If you had been so concerned about offending this man by asking him where he was from, you would have asked him nothing, and you would have stood there quietly as he, you know, served your food to you, and then you'd walked out of the restaurant with it, and that would not have helped you connect with that person in any way, shape, or form. Is that what they're advocating here? Is that when in doubt, just keep your mouth shut and don't try to talk to another human being? I think you might be a microaggressor.
I think what they're advocating for is for people to only go as far as somebody else's boundaries are.
But how do you know where somebody's boundaries are unless you push them?
I don't think you know.
Where were you born?
Yes.
Very, very contextual, you know. That's not a microaggression. That's just asking where they were born.
Telling a black student that he or she is very articulate.
That is, yes.
Okay, so telling
that's
anyone,
a compliment.
Yeah. Well, telling anyone else that they're articulate is fine. Telling a black person they're articulate is not.
Why?
That's what the claim is here.
Right.
And this is where this is sort of the weird nuances that everybody's supposed to understand.
Is the suggestion that black people are not generally articulate, and so therefore saying that a black person is articulate is somehow an aggressive statement? I mean,
the suggestion is that black people in the United States have their own accents, and if they don't have that much of an accent, so therefore, you know, claiming that they don't have that much of an accent is a bad thing in some way or another. You've done a good job of integrating. Congratulations, is what that sounds like. But I mean, Howard Stern did a bit back in the day where he claimed he could, you know, guess whether somebody was black or not, and in a lot of cases, you know, they're right. And you know, I do a radio show. Sometimes I make a guess as to people's race just by hearing them talk. Is that bad? I don't think it is.
Our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts on microaggressions, 855-450-FREE.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets, and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.